Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Alex Stone joining us now live from, Alex, where it was a heck of a weekend for Bernie Sanders, who took home another caucus state, this time no controversy involved, really, in the margin of victory.
Well, yeah, at least for the winner. Good morning, Brian. The Bernie Sanders leading in. We just got some new vote totals with a whopping 47% of the vote. Right now, 96% of precincts are reporting. But Bernie Sanders looking like he's going to leave with a very sizable number of delegates. They have not awarded those delegates yet, leaving Nevada, but they will do that once they get the entire vote count in. Second place, Joe Biden had only 20%, followed by Buttigieg and Warren. So there is a big gap there between first place and second place. We know that Sanders did very well among Hispanic voters, very well. He got about 51% of the Hispanic vote. Biden, though, did very well and better than Sanders with the African-American vote. And his campaign says that's the number that makes them optimistic going into South Carolina this week, that they feel like he will do very well there. So Biden actually came out on Saturday night and gave a victory speech. It sounded like he had won, even though he was way behind in second place. But because his campaign likes the numbers it's seeing, they feel like he had a very good night.
Yeah, but instead of Biden's numbers, they're not actually going up. They're coming down, right? Wasn't he way ahead before?
Sanders was always the one who was way ahead. But Biden's numbers were higher than they are now at the current number of 20%. But on Saturday night when the initial numbers were coming in, when we only had 2% of the vote in, his numbers were a little bit higher. Sanders were a little bit lower, but still this is shaking out the way it looked like it was on Saturday night. Now, Buttigieg's campaign, they're claiming there were voter irregularities in the way that everything was counted on Saturday night. They've sent a letter to the Democratic Party wanting a recount of all the caucus results. Nevada Democrats right now are saying no, they have no plans on doing that. But there is this claim out there that the math wasn't done correctly. The realignments where you do your first choice and then they realign everybody and get rid of those that aren't viable candidates and make them go to another candidate. They claim that didn't go smoothly, but the Democrats in Nevada saying nope, that they have rechecked the math over and over again, and they feel like that it is reliable.
All right. Well, not as much controversy out of this caucus as there was the last time around. Alex, thanks so much. It's Alex Stone joining us live from Nevada, where Bernie Sanders was the big winner over the weekend.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.